Chumos, Perkyot Aleph, Mishnah Hey. Garine Chuma Bismanchu Mechansen Asuros. If one has seeds or pits of Chuma, if the Kohen is Mechansen, meaning he gathers them, which shows that he's makbid on them, he wants to use them and to eat them, it's Aser, meaning that a non-Kohen is not allowed to eat it. So the Rav explains, what types of seeds and pits are we dealing with? We're dealing with ones that are found inside of fruits, like ones that are soft and fitting to somewhat eat, like apple seeds and pear seeds and things like that. Or they have some type of moisture to them that people suck on them, like date pits and things like that. That's what the Rav explains. But if something is not fitting at all to eat, it has no moisture, you can't swallow it, chew it, then even if a Kohen gathers it together, still it's mutter, the Rav says. The things that we're dealing with in this Mishnah is dafka, something that's fitting to eat, but only al yedei adchak. Because really, midiraisa, something like this does not have a din of oichel, does not have a din of a food. And really, midiraisa, it's not really considered truma, but they're machmir if it's gathered and used that way specifically. V'mishlichan mutaras, but if the Kohen just throws them out, then it's mutter. And like the Mishnah Rishon explains, when it's gathered together, so the Chum made a gzera because they were afraid that people will, if they start eating these, they'll come to eat real food as well. Masha Ein Kein, ones that are thrown out, there won't be any kind of mix-up between these types of items, these seeds and pits, versus real food. So that they didn't aser. Mishnah continues, V'chein atzmais hakadoshim, and also kachim, bones of kachim, bismanshu, mechansen, asurin. So the Rav says we're dealing with bones that are fitting somewhat to eat, like wing bones of a chicken, you know, softer bones. So again, midiraisa, it's not a problem. It's not really food. Again, bismanshu, mechansen, asurin, if they gather it together, so it's aser, v'mishlichen, mutarn. But if they throw it out, if the Kohanim or the people in the Beis HaMikdash throw these bones out, then it's mutter. Emlecha Shlomi brings Rabbeinu Tam. They were dealing dafka after they did Zrika by the Dam. Because if it's before Zrika Sadam by the carbon, nobody can have any Hanah. That's obvious. So it's after the Zrika Sadam. And similar to Chuma, that these bones have somewhat, a little bit of meat on them. Obviously, he's not going to eat the meat. But if they throw them out, if they throw out these bones, so then the bottle for the Meshem Oichel on it. It's not called Oichel at all. Just like the garinim of the pits of the apples and things like that. Mishnah continues, Hamorsan mutter. Morsan's machlek is what this is. So the Rav explains that it's the larger bran of truma, and it's mutter for non-Kohanim, because it's not food. I believe some say that it's on the outside, so it's thicker or larger than the regular bran. So this is mutter, so even a non-Kohan can eat it. Subin shel chadashos asurois. If you have bran that's new, it's aser, because newer bran always has attached to it somewhat some kind of flour, and that's why it's aser. V'shal yishonos mutaris, but if it's older bran, and the Rav explains, older just means past 30 days, and newer is before 30, you know, within the first 30 days, then it's mutter. So why is the older bran mutter? Because since it dries out, and then they were able to grind it more, so there's not going to be as much, or there's not going to be any flour that's attached to the bran. Therefore, it's mutter to eat the bran, obviously with some raisins. Now the Mishnah is going to transition to a different type of halacha. V'noig b'tshuma k'derchshu noig b'chulin. Now, a Kohen, when he wants to get rid of this bran, because he just wants the flour, he's allowed to just get rid of the bran. And he could, the same way that a regular person would get rid of the bran when he wants to eat chulin, so too a Kohen, if he wants to eat the flour and he wants to get rid of the bran, even though some people like bran or eat it with their food, since it's really technically not food, and this is what he would do anyway if he was a non-Kohen or a non-Kohen would do to a regular chulin, so too he's allowed to do it as well. Hamisales kav kabaim l'sa, and if a Kohen only wants the best flour, and out of his flour he just wants a kav, one kav or two kav for a saw, we know that there's six kabim in a saw, and out of the saw that has six of them, he only wants one, which is the finest of the flour. So ya'abed es ashar, el yanchenu b'makom ha-mutzna. He shouldn't get rid of the other five six. Rather, although it's not as high quality of flour, he should still put it on the side, not to destroy it. Because there he'd be ma'abed shuma, like the Rav explains. Rather, he should just put it on the side.